Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Hi. So I know it looks all pink and all girlish, but I believe the talk is gonna be about something. Yeah. So okay. Yeah, so a lot of people ask me, what is Katie Love? What is it going to be about? Everyone is like, what is the big thing? So, Katie Love. Now, my thing is that you see so many talks having weird names like Trash Lake and Welcome to Massachusetts, and no one really asks me what they mean. But Katie Love is, yeah, so that's what I'm talking about. We focus on a lot of complex stuff and a lot of analysis of what's going on, of quantitative data, of numbers, of a lot of stuff, of surveys, campaigns, but sometimes we forget about the very most simple thing that binds us all together, just the very simple stuff. And that is what it is, love, love for Katie. And yeah, so that's what the talk is going to be about people, about what inspires them to contribute to Katie and what keeps them glued to Katie after so many years. So some are like back to the basics, yeah. So what is our biggest asset here? It's humans, it's people, and it's diversity. We have so many different from so many places, from with so many diverse opinions, so much to contribute, and in so many different facets. And that's the best part, how to channel that diversity and not try to deconstruct it, but try to constructively utilize that and help that to make Katie more encompassing and more big and welcoming, yeah. So what I did was that I took some live human demos. That's what you're gonna see right now. Surveyed about 15 to 20 people. Yeah, so they're mostly a lot of drunken people from the party last night. And as they say, when you're drunk, you never lie, so you speak from the heart. And a few simple questions about what they do, where they're from, and what invokes the love for Katie inside them. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, wait one sec. Slow laptop. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see if you can guess who they are. Yeah. Okay, is the audio audible? Okay, this is weird.
I can guess.
Okay. Okay, the sound is not working in this one. I don't know why the sound is not working, is it? No, it's still. No. Still. Oh, yeah.
Makes me kind of tired
they made me. So I wanted to, but haven't found time.
So there is always something about Katie that you still miss and that you still remember, right?
Yes, yes. I'm still like watching the guys and vlogs and comment on bugs and wear some bag pics, but it's not the amount that you.
So what is it about Katie that still keeps you here?
That keeps me like, there are two parts of it. One is the environment. I like it, I use it, and it's the best tool that I've seen. The first part, like the technical part, and the second part is the curated people. Like I've been to Bilbao Academy 2013, and now in here in Coruña, wonderful people. So they're studying.
And what is
Is it audible? Oh, okay. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oops.
We don't have
Do you have any aux cable?
We don't have
okay,
no cables. I don't know if we can get one in time.
Okay.
Okay, so where are you from?
Maybe like where don't speak the speakers are down here. Yeah, with your microphone maybe
I can try that. Yeah.
Let's try it. Can you put it more than you?
Okay.
Can you make it play?
Yeah, one second.
Okay, so where are you from?
Can you hear now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, just put it up.
When should I?
Yeah, just put it up. No, don't take it down. Put it on your face, yeah. Yeah. Okay, where are you from?
I'm from Tigray.
I'm sorry, I'm so sorry.
What are you doing, Katie?
Well, I used to do a lot of MRO. I was a race manager and did a lot of things like I put support. I'm pretty much inactive, right?
And why is that?
Well, I think having a day-to-day job makes me kind of tired of it. So I wanted to, but haven't found time.
So there is always something about Katie that you still miss and that you still remember, right?
Yes, yes. I'm still like watching the guys making vlogs and going on bugs and wear some bag pics, but it's not the amount that you.
So what is it about Katie that still keeps you here?
That keeps me like, there are two parts of it. One is the environment. I like it, I use it, and it's the best tool that I've seen. The first part, like the technical part, and the second part is the curated the people. Like I've been to the Bilbao Academy 2013, and now in here in Coruña, wonderful people. So they start these two things that keeps me motivated.
And what is your most memorable moment at Academy or with Katie or something that you stand out?
Memorable moment? It was the last night in Bilbao when we went to the hotel and last night. Yeah. Because it felt like we were all old friends.
Dancing?
Okay, sometimes.
Going to the next slide and going back.
Yeah. Okay. Right. I don't know. Then it starts from the other way. Oh, I didn't know that.
Can you fast forward the beans?
You can't.
Yeah. You have the beans.
Yeah, I think then we can show that later. We can probably do that later, I think. Okay, so the video thing is a bit, it's misbehaving a little bit. We can, I think, by the end of the talk, watch all of the videos. So, yeah, here's a fun fact that, okay, it's not very legible, but if you come to understand how the human brain works, between the long-term memories and the short-term memories, what you see is that what stays in your brain always is always has some amount of an emotional connect to it. That's what they say, that the long-term memories are generally to do with an important part of your life. So the point is that after 15 years, you may probably forget the syntax of a do-while loop in C++, but you're not gonna forget the people of KD. You're not gonna forget the memories that you share, the bonds that you have, the fun times that you have. But I guess let's see.
Because I took a photo of you the courier of that. Because I also remember I got to appreciate, so it's kind of sad, but hey, it's like, and obviously this new guy here.
Yeah, for me like this.
Yeah, this is Michel.
So, so the point was that they met yesterday after a long time and he didn't recognize Vishesh without the haircut. So yeah.
Also lots of beers.
Yes. So yeah, the point is that the bond that people share with KD, the bond that people have with Academy, is kind of like a wine that grows and gets more seasoned and tasteful with time. It's like you put all the love, you put all the memories in an iterative loop, and it keeps on going on and on again, but with a greater intensity. And that's what makes it better and better, that you keep on coming back, but obviously your first Academy is going to be the most special one. But with each and every time that people meet, you channel in all of the energy that you get from other people, you learn so much, you explore so much, and it just keeps on reminding you of everything that you miss out in your everyday life when you're not thinking of KD, when you're not doing KD. So it's all about that personal touch, that human element that we have out here, and how do we invoke that in people. So getting started with it, we at India, we organized KD meetup and conf.kd.in for two consecutive years, and we had this huge crowd of 350 people, 400 people. But the point was that what we realized was that the number of people that attend is not what matters, but the number of productive people, the number of people that are actually inspired enough is what matters. So even a small scale focused event, that is way much more better than a large scale grouped event consisting of, let's say, 300 people. Because the whole point is that even in an event of 30, if you give that personal attention and focus to each and every individual out there, it creates a sort of bonding, a sort of comfort level. What you see out there with a lot of students, like a lot of people asked me yesterday, is that how do you get students to start with KD? How do you get students to start with open source? And what happens is that there are a lot of mentoring programs out there, and a lot of other opportunities, but when you see events such as these, the conversion rate of the students getting into such open source mentoring programs is very less. So what happens to the rest of the people is that they either fall out or lose interest, or they just think that getting a GSOC or an SOK is like too difficult. And the point is that some people may be really slow, but they may still be really interested, and just paying that amount of personal attention in getting them to learn is what makes that difference. And giving a talk and inspiring 300 people is, I don't know, it seems to be surmounting to a lot in terms of numbers, but when you come to think of it, it's just 10 or 5 at the end of the day who end up contributing. So, yeah. So, one important thing is that a lot of college-going students, especially in the first year, now for 12 years of their life, they've been using Windows, they've been using, they've not known what open source is. And when you start out with college, that's like the gullible, vulnerable most stage of a student, where if he gets into the habit of using something, that's where he can follow that habit and use it for the rest of his life. So what we saw at the Amrita University in Kerala, where we had our last conf, what we saw there was that the professor there used to challenge the students, and as a part of their academic program, they had an introduction course to open source. So each and every student in a class of 60 was supposed to pick one open source project from all those out there and start contributing to it regularly. Now, what you see with a lot of students is that academic requirements and a lot of classwork is what stops them from contributing to KDE and from paying a lot of attention. But if you see from the mind of an 18-year-old what KDE looks like, let's say what I can say it looked like back to me, it's an adventure, it's something new, it's exciting. So even if I may fail at it or if I don't stick around, I'll still give it a try. And that is what the most important thing is, giving that push and making KDE seem so exciting enough to get the students to I don't know, just take a plunge in and try contributing. So, yeah. So, what are a few of the motivations that you can tell people to get started? Academy is one of the biggest deals. It's fresh air, people, so many people. And yeah, so what would you tell an average young person to get started? It's like you get to make new friends, you get to travel, you get to explore, and you get to do something worthwhile out of your time. You're using your most constructive time in an effective way. If you see right in the period before the summer vacation start, there is a great need for events which not just focus on mentoring programs, but just contributing to a lot of open source projects, in the sense that it helps them utilize their time effectively and adds to their resume also. And what needs to be done is to organize more such focused events around that time. Yeah. So what I was talking about was consistent, gentle touch and pushes. So if I can talk from a past experience, what we saw was that at KDE Meetup in 2013, we had the same conference of around 200 people. And there were a bunch of 30 kids out there who traveled a lot, and they couldn't really understand what was going on there. And it was really difficult. The pace was too quick for them. And as you see, in a large crowded group, you cannot focus that individual attention to everyone. So what happened was that they were all leaving. They're like, we're not understanding anything, we should just go. And what happened was that Pradeepto stopped them and he sat down with them. He asked them their problems. He asked each and every one of them, what is it that you found so difficult? What was your pain point? And what he did was he organized separate sessions for all of them with separate volunteers, hands-on sessions. And you had a separate area where those kids were, they got focused attention, they got personalized touch, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. It's about each and every one of us, we contribute to KD and we know so much about KD, but how do we pass it on to other kids? And yeah, so getting them on board, that's the main thing. So try connecting to them at a personal level and with the work that they already do. Like, I can talk personally that I am a computer science student, but I'm really passionate about writing. So what happened was that a senior of mine told me that since you write, why don't you write for KD? So that really helped me in a way that someone that I knew, someone that and you on a personal level, they recommended KD to me. And they said, you write and you like doing it, so why not do it for open source? Try open source. So that's how I got started. And coincidentally, it was not because of any mentoring program, or it was not because of anything else, or it wasn't even contribution to code, but it was contribution to the promotion team that got me started. So what I'm trying to say is that there's always a part of you, primary passion that you have, let's say it's music or it's coding or it's artwork or anything. Timothy here, he started out as an artist, but then he got into KD because of it, and that's how he started coding. So there are a lot of people who do not start out as into development or into technology, but they have different passions, and KD is this one place where any passion of yours can be catered to, be it writing, if you're into music, you can either sit down with the developer and discuss and try to make an application, learn slowly, but try to have a dedicated effort into doing something which really excites you. So yeah, and that's in a way that because one of my seniors reached out to me and saw that I had some potential, that really helped me. And a lot of us meet a lot of people around us every day, just people that we know, friends, relatives, a lot of them. And there are a lot of things that everyone is passionate about. Just try to get them to connect with KD in a way that they're comfortable with. And yeah, so try channeling all of that, their passion, towards their hobbies or their extracurricular activities, and try combining that, finding a confluencing point between both of them. Yeah. So, and after that, as they say, there's no looking back. Once you get in, you, and when there's, it's something that you're really passionate about, that is something which really excites that passion in you, which just keeps you going. And even if sometimes someone gets a bit inactive or lazy, take the first step, be there, personal mentor, be their sort of unofficial mentor, but yeah, take the first step, ask them how they're doing. Why not, KD? What problems? There have been times when I kind of slacked off a little bit due to work, but there's always been someone saying, hey, this is coming up, do you want to help out with it? And it always feels nice to know that you're remembered here at KD, that people appreciate your work, that people out here really value you, and they want to know what you're doing, and they want to know more of you. And it's all about that connection that you share with people, that compatibility level that you have, that sometimes, maybe even if not for KD, but for the people of KD, that's what, you know, always clicks and always connects. That's what always keeps you going. So yeah. So the problem here is that we always like complain that a lot of mentoring students don't follow up, they don't continue working, or they just work for the time period. But we always expect them to continue of their own accord, but we always, all of us needs a little push. And it's not always the case, yeah. So human non-related drives, yeah. And we, as people of KD, we can be that for someone else. And another important thing that I wanted to point out is that not all KDE contributors start out as KDE users. And what happens a lot of times is that for 12 years of your life, for even more than that, what happens is a lot of university students, they've been using a particular operating system their entire life. So when someone thinks of open source, what you automatically jump to the conclusion is that, okay, just erase your existing data and everything and just add in new operating system. But that's not exactly what the KDE community should, so the point is that there can be a lot of contributors that start contributing to KDE, and that is how they fall in love with KDE, and that is how they start using KDE. For a lot of people, operating Linux and getting started with Linux is like taking a deep dive into a pool without any floating rings or anything. So once they get started with different facets of KDE, knowing KDE, that's how, even while contributing to KDE, you fall in love with what KDE in itself is. You see people talking about it, you see people using it, you see people loving it, and that's maybe how they themselves realize that, yeah, it's something that's so amazing. So, yeah. So that's somewhat it, just tiny little something called KDE love, and it's in all of us, and it's all about, you know, connecting with the humans out there, just pushing yourself out there, making a bit of an effort, and yeah, just focusing a bit more on the tiny little things that drive people to work towards KDE. And we have lawyers, we have artists, we have people from very different backgrounds, but there's still some passionate bit. Like, there are people who are into politics, who've studied political science, but they're still into open source. They're not exactly related to technology, but they're into open source because that is what it represents to them, a symbol of freedom. And yeah, so if these tiny little things are followed, KDE will be flourishing with a lot of migratory birds soon. I think you've seen this. I need to check from here. I think we need to this laptop on this. The projector is not working on this one. And the videos are on this. Okay, wait, I can use my phone. It's not it. This is your Windows.
Maybe it's not getting recognized. What's going on? I don't know if it's showing us a USB.
Yeah, just as a USB drive, not a USB drive.
Like, can you? Phone,
yeah, on the phone. Yeah. So can it work?
I don't know what it is.
Nobody should forget it.
Okay. no, it's not working.
Yeah, maybe it's not working.
Okay, I think I'm going to just use this one. Can you use those videos? Just the videos.
You want to have them on the
internet? It's not right now.
No.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's this?
Can we just... Can you turn on the projector or something?
It's already on.
Oh, no. Okay. But is this... This one shows me.
You have to drag it there.
Just open it up.
Drag it there. Minimize the screen and then drag the player
to the right. To the right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Click on the.
Click.
Click on the bar and then drag it.
No, not here. Yeah. Anywhere on the top.
Yeah.
Drag it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then
yeah. Okay.
Now with the mic.
Can you use a mic?
Yeah.
Could you go where are you from?
From Germany.
Okay, so what do you do at KDE?
I work on all kinds of tools, doing self-development,
Okay, and so what, like, in layman's term, the average work that you do for KDE? So, like, if you want to explain it to...
Is it audible?
Yep.
Started with KDE.
So I popped into the IRC, people were so helpful. Like, this seems like a whole bunch of people to hang out with, so why not?
And what made you stick around so long?
Amazing atmosphere, people teaching me, and then, you know, me teaching people later on. Just loads and loads of stuff to learn and loads of stuff to spread around.
Are you just trying to copy the guy who I interviewed?
No. He was trying to copy me.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. No, but honestly, it's just the people.
Yeah. And one word or one shout out to all the KDE guys out there?
Just keep on making amazing stuff. As long as you don't make great gear on it, it's fine.
Okay.
You know, the most used thing on my system.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I use Kron. Just don't break that.
Sure. Yeah. Break everything.
That's fine.
Just don't
break
Kron. I think we should transfer this and just break it out.
Sorry, I think the last
reading. I think if anybody has any questions or demand for whether this video to be
I was intrigued by the notion that there would be any developers who weren't any users beforehand, because that's just an assumption that I think I would make. Do you know if there are KDE developers who are still not KDE users, who develop only on 1.6 their application, but otherwise just use Windows or macOS or anything other than KDE software?
Not a lot of developers, because obviously the not a lot of developers, but there are a few people who are trying their, a lot of students who started out trying their hand out at developing Qt applications, but they didn't start out with using Linux or KDE because they were too afraid to do it, but they started out with downloading Qt on their Windows system and trying to develop tiny basic applications, but yeah.
I know a couple of developers who still don't use KDE, or at least don't use the Plasma desktop. Some are using GNOME because GNOME's tablet applet is better, and some are using Windows, and I don't know why.
So I think we are already late, so we should close. So lunch, to get to the lunch point, just follow the balloons like down. And you just reach there. So, yep. And thank you for.
Yeah.